Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino online.
I was only playing for fun, so winning was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's favorite free online social casino. You too could have the chance to win life-changing cash prizes. Absolutely anybody could be like Mary. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and play for free now. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice in the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of the winner.
Different. It's actually my interview on a radio show from Kansas City, Missouri. Strictly for the music, baby. You get an opportunity to get to know me a lot better and get to know how I started off doing music. And remember, guys, I am so new at all of this. It's just been flowing so well because, well, let's face it, I've been in the corporate world for so long that I just know how things work, and I've been making this new industry work, and I love it. I'm so passionate about music, making music, working with other artists, collaborating on new sounds, beats. Hey now, I'm even selling beats, guys. So enjoy my interview. This is definitely behind-the-scenes stuff. And I'd like to send a special thank you and shout-out to Strictly for the Music for today's interview. Again, so much more to come. Well, guys, on that note, welcome to Linda Chica's world, baby.
Welcome back to another episode, Strictly for the Music Podcast. I'm your host, SJM. The next guest I got live and direct is a multi-talented Canadian hip-hop recording artist, talk show radio host, singer-songwriter, entrepreneur. She is also a prominent figure in beauty, fashion, and music, widely credited for bringing the West Coast sound to the Toronto music scene. Ladies and gentlemen, let's give a warm welcoming to Linda Chica. You there? Can you hear me?
Hello, hello.
Hey.
Good.
Thank you for coming on the podcast. I appreciate you. Man, it's an honor to have you on this show. So let's get right into it. Describe your music from the beginning.
Well, it's interesting. I mean, growing up, I am an 80s baby, so I'm fortunate to be blessed with hearing all the best genres out there. So growing up to 90s hip-hop, Tupac, Biggie, Mobb Deep, I've always had a passion for music. And then I've never actually sang or recorded music before. And what happened was earlier this year, the pandemic hit, and lo and behold, I got laid off, as a lot of people also did because of the whole pandemic situation. And I sort of took a deep dive into life and said, well, you know, getting back into work is going to be a bit of a challenge, because once the markets start opening up, everyone's going to be looking for work. So let's see if I can use my creative side of things to do something different, do a different career path. And I just sort of started writing down music, my feelings and thoughts, sort of feeling trapped with this whole pandemic situation. And then it just turned into more tracks, more music, and then ended up dropping an album in June, just last month. So that's pretty much how the whole thing happened.
All right. So let's talk about your first album.
Okay, sure. So the album is called Project 2020, named after this year, this debacle of a year. There's 10 tracks. There's Unlock on there. There's Freaky Nights, couple collabs with different artists, including NGZ, Constantine, and it's available on all digital platforms.
So how did you get the collab with Constantine?
Well, the good thing is that I work with two producers, one in Vancouver and one in California. And because they also work with tons of different hip hop artists, they are sharing my music, my vocals, with other producers and other artists and making the magic happen.
That's what's up. So are you releasing any music videos on that first album?
Yes. So I'm actually waiting for the quarantine lockdown here in Toronto to be lifted, because right now we're not allowed to be having really large crowds out there. So obviously, if I'm going to do a video, it's going to be huge. It's going to be a lot of people. It's going to be lavish. It's going to be like straight up bossed up type of stuff. And for me to throw this together, I need to be able to have a set with tons of people. And fortunately, we're just not allowed right now.
All right. So after the pandemic ends, are you going to be doing any live performances?
I'm hoping to. I mean, right now, again, everything is on like a standstill. We're not even allowed to be singing or even dancing in public. So fingers crossed, all of this gets lifted. And I already have a couple of venues that I'm working out details with that I'm going to start doing live performances, but we are waiting to get the clearance in order for that to happen.
Have you ever thought about doing Instagram, YouTube, Facebook, or any other streaming platforms performing your singles?
Yeah, actually, I do quite a bit of it. Every now and then, here and there, I do drop a few new tracks. Also in Twitch, I'm on Twitch as well. So sometimes I do some live streams. And guys, if you're listening out there, tune in, connect with me. I'm on all the social platforms, like he said, Facebook, Instagram, Twitch, and on YouTube as well.
Hell yeah. And they just search for Linda Chica, right?
That's it.
All right.
Linda with a Y. Linda with a Y, guys.
All right. So future collabs.
Yes, actually, I'm midway through working on my second album. Again, working with Constantine. I just dropped a new track. It's called Stuck on You. Really cute little vibe on that track. I just take it as it comes. I mean, there's so many different artists that I'm going to be working with, including Dolly Boy G. We're working on something together. I'm working on something with Vidal Garcia. I'm working on something with a rapper in New York. So quite a bit of collabs coming, especially on my third album. That's why I'm, you know, working so diligently trying to wrap up this album. And then my third album, which will be released next year, I want to say summer 2021, it's going to be a ton of collabs with other artists.
That's great. So favorite collab so far?
Honestly, I like working with Constantine. And the reason that I'm saying this is our vocals just pair and match so well. It's different. It's like a different type of vibe. I've also worked with NGZ. Again, our vocals just work really, really well. So, yeah, so far, those two guys have really enjoyed working with. And, yeah, looking forward to working with so many other guys.
So how are you different from other artists?
Well, because growing up, I mean, I know the 80s music. I grew up to rap and hip hop, but I also like the dance side of things, some EDM, house music. I know all these different genres and feel really comfortable working with all of these different genres. And I mean, with my background, I'm West Indian. So growing up, we are exposed to so much soca and dance hall. So with my music, I do pull in different elements from other genres into my music. So it sounds a bit different than the regular mainstream stuff.
Dope. So what would you say to inspire the youth?
Honestly, if you're looking for a career in music, the one thing that I do say is just don't give up. Not the easiest industry to work in. First of all, it's not cheap. It's definitely not cheap. Everything has to be done professional. And in order for things to be professional, it does cost money. So if you do have a passion in music, just keep at it. Don't give up. I would suggest also making sure you're very current on social media. Reason being is you're exposed to millions and millions of people out there. And the best part of social media, it's free. So use it to your advantage and put your name out there, put your music out there, and just aggressively go at it if this is truly your passion.
Great advice. So who is your music targeted towards?
Well, this is an interesting question. I originally, when I started doing music, I said, okay, let's take a listen to what type of music is on the market. My music is along the lines of Chris Brown, Tyga type of flow. So I'm like, okay, so it's targeted towards, like, I would say high school kids, young kids, whatever. But and that's what I'm thinking here. But what the polls, the data analysis from Apple and Spotify and from Google, my music is actually targeted to males between the ages of 18 to 59. Who would have thought? Like, I honestly did not think that. I really thought it was going to be targeted for, like, you know, like the kids, basically. And that's what I've learned, actually.
Hell yeah. So what are your favorite quotes, if you have any?
Yeah. One of my favorite all-time quotes, this is going to sound cliche, but I'm a huge Scarface fan, and the world is yours. World is yours. Yep, that is one of my favorite all-time quotes, only because it's such a driven quote. Like, it gives you the opportunity to be whatever it is you want to be, do whatever you want to do, living that dream. So, the world is yours.
Hell yeah, that's dope. So what's the history of where you're from?
Yeah, so actually I'm a Guyanese. And for those of you who do not know where Guyana is, that is in South America. Music has always been a very huge part of my culture. From soca, dance hall, concerts, this is how we grew up. So music has always been a major part and influence in my life growing up.
Decided you wanted to do music.
Well, I realized it, I would say, a couple months months ago. So I really started doing this, I would say in April. I started just sort of putting down lyrics together, putting down thoughts, ideas, working on beats. That's when I started also working with the different producers and coming up with the whole idea, okay, this actually will be a really bomb ass track. So I would say literally it's only been about four or five months now, maybe late March, maybe early April is when I really started getting into it and really, you know, hitting the studio and getting it all done.
If you could collaborate with any artist, dead or alive, who would it be and why?
Honestly, I mean, I'm from Toronto, and our greatest artist that came through from Toronto is Drake. I would love to work with Drake. I mean, I love his flow, love his sound, and these are definitely future goals, especially the fact that, you know, we're both from Toronto. I would love the opportunity to work with him. So Drake, if you're listening out there, I would love to work with you.
So have you ever seen Drake live?
Oh my gosh. I've actually met him a couple times. And last year, he has a concert here in Toronto. It's called OVO Fest. And what he basically does, he brings tons of different artists. So there was Tyga, there was Chris Brown, there was French Montana, Cardi B, let's see, Rick Ross, whole bunch of amazing artists. And I actually was so blessed and fortunate to do the concert literally front row. So, and of course, Drake performed both days as well. It's a two-day concert. But unfortunately, this year, we are not that lucky to have these concerts at this time. But yeah, I've seen him perform many, many times. And can't wait until next year. Fingers crossed when the pandemic is lifted and life returns back to normal.
What are your music guilty pleasures?
My music guilty pleasures. Well, for those of you who have not heard my music, it, I would say the majority of it, maybe 90% of it, it's very highly sexual. It's just very, very sexually charged music from both my side and my collaborations as well. So, and maybe the next 10% is a mixture of other real life. It is all real life. That's where I get my inspiration from, real life experiences. So money is another one. I talk a lot about money, but it's mostly very sexually explicit stuff. So I think that's the best way I can explain that.
All right. So what do you do outside of music?
A lot of things. I mean, currently I do have 3 online stores. So I do have a clothing store, a fashion boutique, and a beauty boutique, as well as I do sell vintage toys and games. So all you comic book collectors and all of you like this type of stuff, all these model kits and toys from the 70s and 80s and the 90s, I do sell all that stuff as well on eBay online. And that pretty much is it. I mean, with that, I'm super, super busy with the music side of things and with the business side of things. It definitely does keep me super, super busy.
How do you maintain that schedule?
This is going to sound crazy, but I'm going to say it as is. I was in the studio the past couple of days, and it was actually a long weekend here in Toronto. I realized that I worked 26 hours straight, and the ongoing joke is, you know, a day only has 24 hours. So where are you finding this extra 2 hours? You just got to make it happen. I mean, I always say sleep is for the rich. So use your time, make it happen. However, higher hell water, you got to make it happen. The business has to go. And I mean, at the end of the day, everything that I do, I treat it as a business. My music is a business. My stores is a business. And if you treat these things as a business, you're just going to keep hustling and keep going hard at it.
Dope. So how did you get inspired to start these stores? And where can we find them at?
You can find my stores at lindachica.com. And What inspired me? I was always a fashionista growing up. Beauty and fashion was always my big priorities in life. I've always liked dressing different than everybody else. Like, I don't like to be in the same bland, mediocre looking outfits like everybody. So what I would do is shop outside of Toronto, especially places like New York and Miami, which are like fashion capitals of the world. So I always had things that people did not have, and girls would be coming up to me like, yo, that dress is bomb. Where did you get that from? Oh, sorry, it's not from here. So then what inspired me was, okay, well, I like this. Others like it. Maybe there's money to be made here. So what I would start doing, instead of buying one item, I'd buy like 20 of them. And let's just test out the water, see what happens. And that basically blew up overnight, these three stores online. And it's everything from clothing to makeup to hair care, facial products, skincare, the whole shebang.
That's really dope. So how did you become a prominent figure in beauty, fashion, and music?
Fashion and beauty was always my thing growing up. Music was something that I was very passionate about as well. I always loved concerts. Like, any artist that takes the time to hit up Toronto, I am freaking there. Front stage, I'm always at these concerts. Whether it was Rick Ross, whether it was, Wiz Khalifa, French Montana, whoever's coming to Toronto, I will be there at their concert because I'm a bit of a concert junkie myself. And because I do have a really good social media presence, I'm always recording things. I'm always doing live streams. I'm always going live everywhere I go. So what that basically did, it really enabled me to get a really good following out there. So I've been using that to my advantage, that wherever I go, I make it a big deal. I'm always, you know, recording, doing these live streams. And people are tuning in, people are interested, people want to know what's happening, what's going on. And basically, wherever I go, I'm live and direct. So that's how all that basically happened.
Tell us about being a host on a radio show. How did you approach that career?
Yeah, so again, this is another one of the projects that started because of the pandemic. Being laid off, I had all this time on my hands, and I'm a person that's used to being so freaking busy that there literally is no time of day to really even think. But I'm given a situation where, oh my gosh, I have all this time on my hands. I have nothing to do. I can't just sit there and like play PlayStation all day long. So I said, let me use what I'm doing with the music side of things to create something that's going to help empower our next generation looking to get into music. So I'm actually really fortunate and blessed to know tons and tons of artists. And most of my friends and family are in the music industry to begin with. So I said, okay, let's leverage my friends and family and have it so that we could be using their experience, let them share with the world their experience to help empower our next generation who are, you know, maybe thinking about music, maybe scared to get into music, but really want to, and giving them ideas and tips and learning about their music career so that if they're interested in doing music in the future, at least they're learning from the best. Because these guys that I've interviewed so far, some of these guys have been in the industry for like 20, 30 years. So, I mean, they know their stuff. They know exactly what's up. And again, who's best to learn from than our leaders out there?
Exactly. So so what kind of advice would you give to any upcoming entrepreneur or musician or artist? Like, what would be the best advice you could give them right now?
Right now, it's a very tough time. I mean, so many of my friends and family have literally gone bankrupt in their businesses. It's just, it's a very different type of business because theirs are brick and mortar. And while my stores are all online, I would say, again, just keep at it. If you're looking to be an entrepreneur, you really need to think this shit through because, again, it's a very tough market, number one. And number two, people just are not spending the way that they used to. For me personally, I've been really blessed and fortunate that what I sell are niche markets. So with beauty and fashion, it doesn't matter if a girl is broke. She will buy makeup and new clothes before anything else. This is just the way we think. Like, fashion and beauty is, I would rather have makeup than food on my table. Like, put it that way. And if that's my mentality and that's the mentality that I use, there are so many girls out there who've literally said the exact same thing to me. So it's a little bit different with my businesses, but if you are looking to get into to being your own boss, being an entrepreneur, you really need to think things through and make sure that this is something that you want to do. If you're looking to get into music, now again, music is not easy, and especially with the whole COVID situation, you're not allowed to be doing performances. You're not allowed to travel. You're not allowed to basically go anywhere. So you've got to be creative and find alternative measures to get your music heard, get your music out there. And that's the reason I've been doing all these live streams. I'm connecting with fans. I'm really taking the time to spend time with them, even though physically we're not connected with each other. And the one thing that I would really emphasize is do not give up. Your break, you will catch a break if you're aggressively at it, if you're hungry, if you're driven, if you're saying, okay, this has to happen. I got to make this happen. If you have this attitude, oh, well, I'll get around to it. First of all, you'll never get around to it, number one. And number two, you'll never get it. You have to be hungrily, aggressively attacking it, because there's millions and millions and millions, this I've learned, of other artists out there who are so freaking hungry and aggressively attacking the industry, and they will get theirs. And if you don't do the same, you won't get yours.
Great advice. So being an entrepreneur, how did that become a big part of your life? Like, what influenced you?
Because I have a really strong and savvy business background, everything that I do, it's a business. I treat it like a business. And that's why, you know, sometimes when I'm working on a track and I really want to get this finalized before the whole production process, I will sit there and I will work 26 hours if I have to. So that's the type of mindset that I have, which has really, really helped me. And I mean, with my background is marketing. So I was in marketing since I was a teenager, and I worked up the chain from rep, promotional rep, all the way up to most recently regional manager. And because of working in a very tough corporate environment, it puts a lot of pressures on you to just have a very different type of mindset in order to just be the boss that you are. That is the expectation that they have. So being in that type of environment has really conditioned me to being able to run my own businesses. And I mean, with my online stores, I opened them about 8 years ago. And quite honestly, that is my number one source of income now. And I'm doing freaking amazing. But it's because of the items that I sell. It's because of things that I will never run out of ideas for things to sell. There's always new fashions, new trends coming on the market. And I've built a really loyal fan base over the years that anything that's newly added to my store, it's always sold out. So I've been really blessed and fortunate in that respect.
Dope. So let me ask you this. Your upcoming project you're about to release, can you give us a little bit of detail?
My upcoming project, my new album?
Yeah.
Yeah, actually, again, there is a couple collabs. One with a rapper named I Am Sue. He's part of the HBK gang in Cali. The track is called Get Wasted. There's also, which was just released, another one, Stuck on You with Constantine. That's also been dropped. And I do have a really, really, really amazing track going to be dropped very soon. It's called Lost Without You. And it's actually a very different type of vibe. It is more of a Drake Toronto type vibe. Typically, my music is more of a Cali type vibe. Seeing as both of my producers are from the West Coast, I tend to stick with more of a Cali type vibe. But this song, Lost Without You, it's inspired from someone passing away, and it's going to be coming up really soon. I'm actually really, really excited because it's so different. It was done very, very different. And yeah, I'm actually a little surprised at the song myself, because I heard the first edit from the producers, and I'm not going to lie, I'm actually like pretty shook myself. So I'm really excited to be dropping this album. It's going to be coming out in October, later on this year. So guys, stay tuned. It's going to be live on all digital platforms. And you can get it on iTunes. You can get it on Google Play. So I'm really, really excited.
Hell yeah. So can you give us a little bit of detail on how did you come up with the song Surreal?
Surreal. Okay, so again, for those of you guys who've never experienced heartbreak, you will not understand. But this song is about heartbreak. It's kind of what happens after your heart gets broken and you're left in a chaotic state. It's kind of on the same type of tip like Lost Without You. It's almost like feeling of mental illness. So with Surreal, so Surreal Delusions, it's basically a girl that loved so deeply and had her heart broken, and she's basically losing her mind on the verge of like mental illness. The same type of theme as Lost Without You. And yes, guys, this is both my life story, as all of these songs that I sing. That's why I haven't shared too much with you guys, but I'm slowly getting into my element and comfort zone, sharing these happy moments in life, but also the not so happy moments, because it paints a bigger picture of who I am, and it gives you the ability to get to know me better as a person.
That's dope. So what made you bring the West Coast sound to Toronto music scene?
One word and one person, Tupac. So I'm a huge Tupac fan, guys. For those of you who do not know, growing up in the 90s, I mean, Pac was life. Pac has always been life. I love him so much. I dedicated a song called King's Anthem that was released on his birthday, what would have been his 49th birthday on June 16th. And growing up, Pac has always been my greatest influence in life. Good days, bad days, ugly days, days where I thought I was just not going to make it. I always had Pac's voice saying, keep your head up, baby, don't cry, like all these things in my mind. And I love that vibe. I love the West Coast vibe. Even though, yes, I am from the East Coast. Yes, our music here is very, very different. But I do love the West Coast vibe, and I'm comfortable with the West Coast vibe. And that's why with this track, Lost Without You, it's completely different than anything I've ever done before. And that's why I'm even more excited. Remember, I've only been doing music now for a couple of months. So I'm still getting into my element, getting into my comfort zone. And I saw that, okay, it works. The West Coast sound works. It's easy to work with. The rappers are super easy to work with. But now I'm pushing myself and working with guys in the East, working with more of an East Coast sound as well. So lots more to come, guys.
Already been only a couple months in the game, releasing an album. And is all that overwhelming to you?
No. From the world that I came from before, I was managing over 200 staff, plus running 3 online stores, plus living a very active social life, clubbing, partying, concerts, traveling, vacation. I'm used to a very, very busy life, and I thrive better in a busy environment. I feel like I do my best work when everything is so busy and chaotic. I'm not a person that just can sit still. It's just something that I'm not used to, I guess, you know, with everything that I've always had on the go. But I mean, I'm very, very proud of myself that in a year, one of the toughest years for, like, in our existence, one of the hardest freaking years of our lives, I was able to soon drop 2 albums, launch a radio station, and most recently, which we didn't even talk about, I've actually launched a channel, a network. It's called Six Vibes TV. And what this network is all about, so it's a lifestyle channel. So it's going to have music, it's going to have travel, it's going to have food, it's going to have restaurant reviews, new openings, so new club, bar openings, and it's going to be content from different providers. So Kiki Kirsten, my stylist at Donato's, is going to be doing a hair portion. My good friend Siobhan, she'll be doing a cooking portion. My other good friend Brooke, she's going to be doing another food and beverage portion. So tons of different content, putting it all together, and it's all going to be live streamed on Twitch. So that is in the works. I've slowly started it, but right now my major focus is getting this album finished so it can free up more time to get other projects going on.
Dope. So how is your music going to evolve from here?
I really want to keep pushing myself with more of a tougher sound. And what I mean by that is my vocals. So I can make my vocals from so many different tones. I can have a very high-pitched voice or I can have a very low-pitched voice. But what I'm finding, to hit those higher notes, it does take a toll on my vocal cords. I have been working with a vocalist that has been teaching me how to hit these higher notes. This is all part of the learnings, all part of the whole music game. I have also been starting to do some different raps, really working on my rap game. Look out for it. And it's going to have a bit of a East Coast sound. There is going to be some tracks that is going to be an East Coast sound. And what I forgot to mention, there is a track that I'm working on with an artist down south. So it's going to be another something that's coming too, more of a southern type flow. So I'm really just sort of branching out in different directions, and let's see what works. Let's see what we can do. Also, I am working on another track. It's kind of a dance hall, soca, hip/hip-hop type vibe. Just trying to try out different types of music, just to try to, really expand my vocal cords and expand what I'm capable of doing and really pushing myself to basically do more.
Special shout outs.
Well, I like to say send a very big thank you and shout out to my producers, Gabe and Strazdeen. You guys are the ones who are making the magic with the beats, with the editing, with the mixing. You guys are freaking killing it. So thank you. And shout out to all of my fans and friends. With my fans, you guys are the ones who support me, who are listening to my new music, buying my music, sharing my music. I truly, truly appreciate every single one of you. You guys are making this happen. You guys are working behind the scenes to make this happen. And shout out to my friends and family. There are good days. There are bad days. This is a freaking very tough ass time for us all. And your love and support, you guys keep pushing me every single day to keep pushing, to keep hustling, keep aggressively going at it. There's some days where I'm just like, okay, do I really want to continue this? Is this really working? I even like question myself sometimes. And then boom, I find out that I'm number 6 in Toronto. So I'm 6 in the 6 on the hip hop charts. I was completely blown. And like, I could be having a bad day. And then, oh my gosh, I just found out that I had over 5,000 views on one of my tracks. So you just have to keep pushing. And I'm grateful that I have a really strong support system around me. the various restaurants and bar owners that I'm friends with have already said, Linda, as soon as the pandemic is lifted, we want you performing. So a lot of really cool things are going to come. I can't freaking wait to start making music videos. I have super, super amazing ideas. My first one will be filmed in Miami because Miami is like my end-all be-all to living. That's my spot. And unfortunately, I haven't gone this year. I usually go once a year, but I have a vision of one of my tracks on a yacht party, and everyone just jamming out. So a lot of really big things are coming. It's just right now I feel that I'm sort of trapped given our circumstances.
Dope. So go ahead and give us your final words and plug in all your social media outlets.
Yeah. So guys, thank you for everything that you've done so far. Your love and support is what pushes me and keeps me going and keeps me so driven. You can find me on everything from Facebook. It's Linda Chica. Instagram, again, Linda Chica. YouTube, Linda Chica. I'm on Spotify. I'm on the Google Play Store. Twitter, if you still use that old-fashioned means of communication. But yeah, the most important ones I would say is Facebook, it is Instagram, and it's YouTube. So definitely connect with me. Check out my music. So much more is coming. My album drops in October. A lot of really, really neat collaborations. And so much more is coming, guys.
Thank you, Linda Chica. It's an honor to have you on the show. Make sure you go pick up her new album, Project 2020. This is Strictly for the Music Podcast. I'm gone.
Make money. I make money. I make money.